Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I feel like Chris Farley with Paul McCartney. Christopher McDonald joins us on the show. You know him from roles in Dutch, you know him from roles in Flubber, and you certainly know him as Shooter McGavin in Happy Gilmore. Christopher, thank you very much for joining us.
Great to be here. How you doing?
I'm doing well. First question, are you good at golf in real life?
In real life, I'm probably a 12, 13. I used to be about a 7. When I was playing, I was doing it for comedy, so they'd say, that was a great shot, Chris. Could you miss it? A little bit to the right. And I was like, oh, crap. All right. I got it all. I got a suck, too, on film. Great. Right. So that's kind of stuff I say. But I play golf. I play a lot of tournaments. I play a lot of charity tournaments. And, it's for the kids. It's all for the children.
Oh, of course.
Anyway, and we do that, and we have a lot of fun, and we raise tons of money. I just did the St. Jude's down here in Palm Springs. I'm on a motorcycle trip right now, so I'm having to enjoy this beautiful weather. Wow. How's the weather in Cleveland, by the way?
It's very cold. Very terrible.
I figured as much.
Yeah, very cold.
Okay.
You will be at the Monsters game against the Hershey Bears coming up on March 23rd.
Bears are going down. Okay, right. Okay.
This is just a couple of days away. I didn't even realize this is a couple of days away. So when you go to these, I think I saw a video of you at the Waste Management Open, if I'm not mistaken. So
you're absolutely right. Yes.
What's your favorite part of the appearances?
Well, that particular event was incredible because I had a great spot to watch. It was hole 16. It's the maddest, craziest hole in golf. And to see how the golfers that are really into it love trash talking and throwing beers, all that stuff. And everybody wants to get that hole in one so they can just go off the moon crazy and, you know, scream for 40 minutes. But I think this last year, which I didn't go to, I went the year before, they had to stop those college kids. They cut out the alcohol. It was a different experience, I think, for people.
Everybody was on the booze and on the drugs. I know that they showed some people they thought might have been on LSD, but, I mean, we don't need to get into all that for that.
We don't need to go there, no. But yeah. It's these college kids, what are they doing? You know what I'm saying?
You are a Bills fan.
I am a Buffalo Bills fan, born and raised, and this last year was our year. I mean, it's been our year for a couple of years, but that damn Kansas City team. Anyway, we seemed to choke in the end. I don't know, but that the game last year where there was three touchdowns in the last, you know, a minute and a half, it was most incredible thing I've ever seen in sport. And I loved that my team was coming back, but we did lose because Patrick Mahomes is wicked talented also. That said, wide right again this year. Mr. Bass had one job, and we went right again. So it's the curse of the Bills.
Well, I mean, I'm in Cleveland, so I mean, until 2016, it kind of felt the same way here. I hear from my friends, like, you've been on the sidelines for Bills games, have you not?
I have. I'm a good friend of Jim Kelly's. Jim and I have been known each other for 15 years or so, and we met doing one of those celebrity car races, and it was a blast. So we're sitting around this big table and all these, you know, type A personalities, you know, stars and Olympic athletes. And there's, you know, it's 30 of us. And I'm thinking, holy Jim Kelly. And I just go, they came to my, and I was before him and said, yeah, I'm Jim Kelly. I play a little football. And he looked over and was like, what a jerk. We've been friends ever since.
Chris McDonald.
I go to his tournament every year. It's in Buffalo, of course.
Yeah.
He's been doing it for 35 years, raising money for Kelly for Kids. And boy, we have a blast. It's a party interrupted by golf. That's what it is.
That's basically awesome.
But we have a blast.
That's
too much
awesome.
Fun. Yeah.
Is Shooter McGavin, was it your favorite role?
I've had some favorite roles. I got to say it's top three.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a quick intel. I saw Adam about 2 weeks ago, and he says, McDonald, you're going to love this. I said, what? How about that? He takes me shows in the first draft of Happy Gilmore 2. Ooh.
I said, am I? God.
Yeah, so, but, you know, I guess maybe you should cut that out because I don't want to be a liar, but
no.
He did show me that, and I thought, wow, that would be awesome. So it's in the works. Fans demand it, damn it. So, and Adam's just, you know, killing it out there. As you know, I saw his latest Netflix comedy show. I was laughing everything. Everything was in tears. He's so freaking funny. So we had a great time. And then when I saw that, I was very, very pleased. So
what's it mean? I mean, I'm 37, Chris, and I saw that movie as a child. I've had my kids watch it. Honestly, you're a beloved character. What's that mean that you've played a character that my generation, I mean, I was nervous to talk to you. I'm nervous talking to you that we adore.
That's a good question because I'm kind of beside myself. I went to the opening screening that when we had the movie just came out, and no one was really laughing or loving the Shooter. I think mostly it was Adam's friends there, but everything else. But the best way to play a bad guy like Shooter McGavin is just to bring it in a smarmy kind of way, but uplift the lead guy. That's what bad guys are for.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm going down in the end because, you know, that's the way it was written, but it's just a blast to play that kind of stuff. And I enjoyed it so much. I reveled in the fact that I could say, quit fighting for the help. Gilmore, just hit your ball. If you can find it. Hi, Grandma. That kind of stuff just, you know, makes me laugh. And we ad-lib back and forth. And I lived away from everybody else. My family was up there. And that was one of the feels of I got in the movie. And it was so much fun just to see them on the course, not hanging out at the bar or at the hotel where everybody else was. So it was a real interesting and fun thing. But people love to hate the Shooter. I love that. I get it generationally, like you say, grandfathers and grandchildren watching it together. And it's nuts. And so you were about the perfect age when this came out.
Yeah.
29 years ago. Yeah.
I was 10. And it's kind of gone the same way like in pro wrestling, like a guy like Ric Flair. Everybody hated him when we were kids, and now he's adored.
Yeah,
and it's like, it's the bad guy who's adored. Because honestly, Chris, I'm not kidding you, man. Like, Dutch, you were great as the heel, ex-husband and Dutch. Like, you were great as the guy who was kind of on the outs with what Daryl Hannah in Grumpy Old Men. Like, oh, yeah, you grab a beer.
Yeah.
Get me one, too, with Jack Lemmon. Like,
exactly.
You're perfect in these roles. I hate to say, like, yeah, you're a perfect heel, but you are so memorable in those roles.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. One of my favorites also in top three is Thelma Louise. I played a guy named Daryl Dickinson, who was Thelma's husband. He was dumb as a box of rocks. He was a salesman. He sold rugs. And I tell you what, I know that she had to either choose to drive over the cliff or go back to her husband. She chose the cliff. So I figured, what the hell? He's got and Ridley Scott, one of the greatest experiences of my life as a director, gave me carte blanche to go there. And I had more fun doing that. That was, oh my God, a complete blast. And everyone thought, this movie's not going to make any noise. It's too broad. Trying to be bad guys, and the more they got into their desperado ways, the sexier they became, and it became, you know, cover of Time magazine, a very big deal. It still resonates today about women in film and the equality and stuff, all that stuff. Anyway, yeah. But it was a blast. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's such a great movie.
Absolutely. Chris McDonald joining us on the show. I actually watch it with my mother. Chris McDonald joining us on the show. He is at the Monsters game against the Hershey Bears over at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse on Saturday, 7 p.m., making the appearance. They have a bobblehead of him as Shooter McGavin, obviously. You can get a meet and greet with Chris McDonald for $55. I mean, it's fantastic. Check out their website. You guys are going to love it. I don't want to keep you for too very much longer, but I don't know the next time I'm going to get a chance to talk to you. So I got to ask you, like, What is the thing that people want you to say? You're like, I don't want to do that. And what's the thing that you love doing as far as being in character?
Oh, you mean for Shooter?
Yes.
Okay. Basically, I eat pieces of legume for breakfast. It's a pain to sign because it's too many words.
Mm-hmm.
And it's I had a very smart company come around and say, because that's everyone's favorite line. And it was my first day of shooting when I actually said that line, and I did that whole no thing. But the thing about that particular line is that people have really, like, want me to say it all the time. I mean, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But this company said, can we copyright that as far as having you just only give it to our company for the next 2 years? And I went, well, that's fine with me. I won't have to sign it that much. I mean, this is as long as I don't. It's personalized to, like, hey, Fred, hey, Tim, here it is. I can do it. But if it's not personalized, it's like, yeah, then I do, you know, signing things. But that was a complete blast. My favorite scene in Happy Gilmore is when I'm talking to Adam at the bar, talking to that Gilmore character. And I said, you know what you should do? You should hit that long ball. You can make a lot of money doing that. And he goes, and then he turns his back on me. He goes, don't turn your back on me. This Shooter's tour. I put my time in. I paid my dues. I'm about to let my rent at the top be spoiled by some freak sideshow clown. I can't remember. I remember all this stuff. But that scene, you know, stay out of my way. You'll pay. Listen to what I say. I just may. I'm going to go down by the bay, eat some hay. I mean, come on. I had to bite my cheeks to stop from laughing. It was so much fun. Oh, my God.
Chris, I can't thank you enough for the time. Like, you're like, I can't believe I remember all that, and I'm going word for word with you, with my producer right now. I'm serious about this. Enjoy your time. We love you. We love the characters that you play. I'm a big fan. I'm tickled to do this, talking to you. Enjoy your time in Cleveland. Please enjoy Saturday night, and we'd love to talk to you again in the future.
Will do. I love that. Thanks so much. Go Monsters!
Happy Gilmore 2.
Whoa!
Send it. Get it to
Send
the trades.
Send it to everybody. Send it to the trades.
Entertainment Weekly, page 6, New York Post.
You think Greg McElroy and Cole Kubelik is getting that? No.
Huge deal. Absolutely not. Huge deal.
We got it.
Now, I figured a prequel would make more sense, but then he can't be in it unless
Happy
he's
Gilmore
like the father. I mean, no, it wouldn't make sense at
Happy
all.
No,
Gilmore 2.
Not at all, because they don't meet until.
How would you do
Happy
it?
Happy Gilmore 2.
He visits him for the future.
There we go. We're doing punch-ups right here on the air.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, did Carl Weathers? I was like, no, Chubbs dies and have Gilmore.
That's good.
Who would else be?
Who would else be in it? Ben Stiller would be in it still.
Yep.
Although I'm sure Grandma is written out as well.
Grandma's probably dead. Probably.
I think this will dominate the headlines locally and nationally. That little tidbit of news that Kenny was able to squeeze out of a great guest.
It's called journalism.
Great celebrity.
Mr. Larson is also passed. Francis Bay. 2011.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There you go. And Julie Bowen's still with us.
Julie Bowen is...
She was in Hubie Halloween with Adam Sandler, the Netflix movie. A little bit too long, but still fun. I changed my Adam Sandler ideas once I saw the one where Mike Francesa was in it. What's the one where he's a problem gambler?
Yes.
He owns a jewelry store. Uncut Gems, that's the one. Once I saw that, I go, oh, he's still got it in him. He just wants to have fun with his buddies. That's why he's doing all these other zany movies. Okay, I took it way too seriously. And once I saw that, it broke me of it. I go, okay, we don't need to do that. And Happy Gilmore is a timeless classic, and it's a movie I watch with my sons, and I don't care. And I was honestly very nervous to talk to Chris McDonald because I am a fan, and I hope that I proved it in that interview where I brought up Dutch and I brought up Grumpy Old Men and I brought up Flubber. I hope he knows. I hope he's waking up right now in Cleveland, Ohio, getting ready to go do everything that he's going to do, and he knows that myself, I am a tremendous fan of his, not just Shooter McGavin. Shooter McGavin is the king of kings, but I'm a fan of his. I was so – you can ask Owen. I was like kind of shaky as I
got – Oh, I thought you sounded
fine. It was embarrassing, quite frankly. It was embarrassing to be in the same room. Yeah.
We're both grown men, but it's a big figure from my childhood, and I loved him. I absolutely loved him.
I told you, though, when he called, I answered. I said, studio, this is Owen. He goes, Owen, Shooter McGavin here. It was so awesome.
What he said.
He was like in. He was in it already.
I mean, is he going to put on an absolute show at this Monsters game?
Shooter's tour, Shooter's interview. I hope he does. He probably will. So a big thanks to the Monsters. Big thanks to Chris McDonald, Shooter McGavin. Hopefully he's in town again soon so we can talk to him again. I want to be the exclusive home of Shooter McGavin right here on The Fan. That's what I want.
I think you've earned it.
All right. Do we have some other breaking news possibly?
I think we have some huge potential Cavs news coming up.
Okay. Looks like a little birdie is talking tough about the future of a major Cavalier. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, take us with you to work on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.